we didn't do so willingly, and nobody in the group that we had running those ads did so knowingly either.
Alaska Public Offices Commission settles a nearly year-old complaint against a Representative Bill Thomas campaign. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and much more up next. Klukwan Inc. closed its Haines office late last week. The board of directors for the Native Corporation met over the weekend, and there's a possibility they could reopen the office at a later date. No other details were available at this time, but shareholders have expressed discomfort in how the corporation has recently handled the funds in its three trusts and corporation operations. Shareholders also voted to partially liquidate the largest of those three funds earlier this year. Beneficiaries say they have not yet received the full distribution from that decision. The Alaska Public Offices Commission has settled a nearly year-old complaint against the campaign to re-elect Representative Bill Thomas. On Wednesday, APOC ordered a former member of the campaign to pay a several $1,000s fine and Bill and Joyce Thomas to attend a training session as a penalty to a violation of state law as it applies to campaign contributions. The complaint, filed last fall by Anchorage-based blogger Linda Kellen Beagle, alleged that a series of thank-you ads that ran in the Chilkat Valley's weekly newspaper broke state law because they were organized by a member of Thomas's re-election campaign, Haines James Studley. Studley, who had previously served as the deputy treasurer for Thomas's campaign, says he was unaware he was again listed as a member when he began to organize the ads, and that he was under the impression the ads would fall under the recently passed federal rule through Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission that permits corporations or businesses to make independent expenditures in support of a candidate's campaign.
There's a new ruling that's out that corporations can make contributions to campaigns, and we believe that we were doing that. In fact, we had written APOC and asked them that question, and they said that we could. So as far as everybody that was involved, we not only had a letter of approval from APOC saying that it was okay to do it, that, you know, we just kept doing it.
APOC staff wrote in the consent agreement approved of Wednesday that they understand Studley's intention to act independently of the campaign. However, because Studley was still listed as a deputy treasurer from work he did in a previous election, the ads he organized were determined to be illegal. APOC says in theory, such independent expenditures are permissible, but not when they're in cooperation with someone associated with the campaign. APOC staff also said they believe Thomas was aware of and gave implied consent to the thank you ads, which meant these expenditures were no longer independent and did not fall under the protection of Citizens United. Studley maintains he did not realize he was an officer when he started placing the ads.
Even when I found out that I was an officer of the re-election campaign, I continued to do it because I didn't think there was anything wrong with that, because it wasn't in coordination with the candidate. But the fact that I am an officer, or was, I'm no longer an officer, then under the law, I was breaking the law because I was a deputy treasurer and I broke the law. But we didn't do so willingly, and nobody in the group that we had running those ads did so knowingly either.
As far as municipal politics go, APOC rules have recently attracted dissension from local residents. Although Haines voters chose in the last municipal election not to lessen the disclosure requirements that candidates face when they run for borough office, some residents have said the cumbersome process is the reason they won't run for local office this year. Although the case involves a state office, Studley had the same complaint.
They are very complicated. It's unbelievable, in fact. I'm not sure. They must have had some horrific individuals that, you know, really misused the system to come up with these laws that they have. But they're there, and it almost takes a lawyer to know how to put it all together, of which I'm not.
The total maximum penalty was around $30,000. That fine breaks down into seven separate penalties associated with the ad problem. APOC's consent agreement, which is intended to resolve all proceedings between the commission and those involved in the case, settled on $4,060 and mandatory training on APOC law by Studley Thomas and his campaign treasurer, Joyce Thomas. The ads in question ran before and during the primary election and were funded by local businesses. Again, James Studley.
You know, there were some people in Haines that were very unhappy with what we were doing. and decided that they essentially would hire this person out of Anchorage to try to discredit Representative Thomas, when in fact he had nothing to do with it whatsoever. And I take full responsibility for all of it. And, you know, I'm a little bit wiser about how to do things.
Thomas and Studley participated by phone in the Wednesday hearing and are working with AIPOC to settle the penalties. In addition, a letter will be sent by AIPOC to the businesses who participated explaining Citizens United and the relevant laws. Brian Lemke will return to the position of Haines Public Facilities Director.
I did want to just report that I have offered the position of Public Facilities Director to Brian Lemke, who's here tonight. I'm sure you all know and have known him for years.
Borough Manager Mark Ernest made the announcement at Tuesday's regular assembly meeting in his manager's report. Lemke is a former Haines Public Facilities Director and has been serving as interim director since the position opened earlier this year.
I've been extremely impressed with his knowledge, firsthand knowledge, dating way back, let's see how many years, of the borough facilities, roads and other aspects of the job, but obviously his firsthand knowledge with our local government here, having served as an elected official, understands the budget process and has had a tremendous rapport with staff, including the group that he supervises. I've heard nothing but good things from them, from directors, from the public, and it's been an honor to have this opportunity to get to know Brian and see him in operation.
Public Facilities Director is a full-time borough position working under the borough manager. Lemke will oversee maintenance and upgrades to existing borough facilities as well as new facility construction. The starting salary offered for the position is $80,000, $6,000 under the budgeted amount, and the amount the former director would have been making this year.
So that's where the last person started. I think Brian's worth that. He's been proven to be very, very capable of taking over. Very demanding job.
Lemke will join other guests at KHNS Studios on Thursday morning to talk about the status of borough facilities and the idea of a community center in Haines. He'll be on Talk Around Town on Thursday, September 15th at 10 a.m. The announcement was followed by a motion by the Assembly to approve of the hire. It passed unanimously. Several others applied for the job opening, which was left vacant when Brad Maynard left earlier this year.
It was not an easy decision. I did interview two others who I think would be very qualified and very capable for the position. But I think in balance, when you look at the in-depth personal first-hand knowledge of the projects and history and project management experience, it was a tough decision, but it wasn't that hard to pick right.
Mayor Jan Hill was absent for Tuesday night's meeting. She's in Ketchikan participating in Southeast Conference's annual meeting. In this week's meeting, the Assembly also carried the Haines All-Terrain Vehicle Ordinance to a third public hearing at a future Assembly meeting. Discussion on the ordinance was postponed at a July meeting. If approved in October, it would amend borough code to authorize the use of ATVs on streets and highways within the borough and allow snow machines on highway shoulders within the borough. The draft ordinance does not currently have the support of the chief of police, who has helped in wording the law should it pass. He writes that although the allowance would give ATV owners a low-cost way of traveling, he believes the ordinance would pose a safety hazard and points out that there aren't many places within the borough where riders could travel without using a prohibited state road or private property. The third and final hearing of the ordinance will be at the October 11th regular assembly meeting. In the meantime, a citizen group that includes Haines resident Jim Shook will meet with the chief of police to work on the ordinance wording. A full copy of the 6-page draft ordinance is at the borough website, HainesBorough.us. Government and nonprofit groups gathered in Southern Southeast on Prince of Wales Island recently to celebrate a pair of restoration projects. The Nature Conservancy, Trout Unlimited, and the U.S. Forest Service worked together on the Harris River and Fubar Creek. Both were damaged by logging in past decades. Randy Hagenstein of the Nature Conservancy says loggers removed fallen trees from waterways, which changed habitat and flow.
So by going into these streams and engineering logs and log jams in the streams, we accomplish a number of goals to change it back to what would have been a more natural condition, and then improve the habitat for salmon and steelhead and resident fish.
The work also included new trails and recreation areas. Fubar Creek was also given a Haida name, which translates as beautiful stream. Roads were also improved, culverts were unblocked, and second growth forest areas were thinned. Forest Service officials stressed the importance of the collaborative nature of the projects. Hagenstein says his group helped raise funds, handle contracts, and gain needed permits.
The fourth role is to do some of the follow-up monitoring to make sure that the results that we hope to get from the project are being realized.
Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. KHNS Local News, news about Skagway and the Chilkat Valley, produced right here at home, is on three times every weekday. But you can get your hometown news anytime you want on your own computer if you go to khns.org.